Shows the amazing grace of God that can give a man bravery who's not brave, and to stand in faith. We have already learned that we don't need to be the daughters of Jerusalem and feel sorry for anybody that's in God's hands. Now we know, just even based on the faithfulness of Tom to stand up tonight, that God's going to supply all his needs, and that he's in the Lord's hands, thank God, and his family is too. Let's remember that, because we'll see God pour out from the floodgates of heaven for somebody who'll stand up and be faithful like that. Now let's pray for ourselves, daughters of Jerusalem. Now let's pray for ourselves that we can all live the number of days God assigns to us by His grace. Obviously, although our brother didn't say too much about his spiritual inner pilgrimage so much, obviously the Lord prepared him all the way along. And we need to be allowing the Lord prepare us too. So why don't we unite our hearts? If you want to just silently offer some prayer up for our brother, you feel free to go ahead and do that. But now let's turn to the Lord who is sustaining us and giving us life in our meeting together tonight. Lord, we just want to come to you and praise your name. Great is thy faith. Thy faith.
Set,
And if you don't can I just in Hebrews chapter 12, and you guys are in the exorbit, loves us to be right and the
I mean,
They know that the Americans are fake.
I'll get it. Come into you, Teaching. Miles.
Now, if someone on the phone said,
Something wrong with something happened, such a great idea, a great idea, a great, but it was cause. And she
do. You don't have strength, much strength, kept. You have not. As I go before, I go. You go bad, you go below. That's what. I said,
Don't flop, daisy, go out.
But when he went to the church, we'll be serious about this matter of first love. Do you love as a period? He says, behold, I'm coming quickly. Does that excite you or does that turn you off? This is scary stuff we're talking about. But it's that perfecting love. If we see that revelation of our glorified Son of God standing before us saying, I love you, what do you say? Are we going to find ourselves? Probably we will find ourselves like the Apostle Peter, just kind of, well, you know, I like you. And all that kind of discomfort that comes from honesty. But the Lord likes that honesty. He said, even that I put inside of you, Peter. All you could say is, you like me as a friend. Well, that's okay. Because I've shed the agape of God in your heart. You're going to see that happen, Peter. And in the end, you're going to die in my name. And you'll stand tall at that moment, Peter, even when you're upside down. And he did. And so will we. So the whole point is, you don't have to dredge up anything, brothers. It's all sitting right inside of you. It's Jesus. And he wants that licked into a flame of first love. I hope that more and more. Now, some of you guys are just, I tell you, I love it so much to see some guys are so in love with Jesus, that's all they talk about. They're walking down there, and I say, yeah, you know, I was playing golf. They say, golf, praise Jesus, golf. Yeah. They got one single eye. They got it on Jesus. Praise God for such people. They're willing to say they're in love with Jesus. They don't care where they are. Then there's all the rest of us. Hiding under the bushel. Well, may the Lord help us. He wants to fan into flame some kind of a love we got in our hearts for him. And when that love begins to trickle, it starts to flow. When that flows, it begins to push. And when it pushes, it becomes an ocean. And as it becomes an ocean, Jesus says, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. That's what I'm looking for. Here I come. May the love of Jesus touch us all tonight and open our hearts to be able to respond to him unhinderedly. Lord, we thank you so much that you give us the rod of inspection, that you place upon us the measurement of the life of Christ that you've placed into us, and that you don't demand of us anything that you have not given to us. That's fair. And Lord, as we come and examine ourselves in light of this issue of first love, what can we say? Oh Lord, point out in our lives what we need to turn from. If we've been distracted or allowed compromise or been undiscerning and brought in a whole bunch of gang-busting, confusing, holding to doctrines and all this kind of stuff, simplify us by your burning love. Let your love burn out of us all dross and compromise, and to burn out of us all coolness until we're content to say, we are unabashed lovers of Jesus. We'll tell anybody that we love Jesus. We're not afraid of men to say we love a man whose name is Jesus. We speak what's in our hearts, and we're renewed day by day by the presence of the Holy Spirit, so we keep on loving him and keeping our garments clean. Lord, prepare us as a bride. Behold, I come quickly, says the Lord. And so, Lord, we say, even so, come. Amen.